shout. I forgot I hit it in my heart. Gotta do a clean sweep on the spot. I dropped everything that ain't clean. Don't take it for being mean. Your brothers gotta fulfill the dreams. Yeah, I mean, shit was hard. Don't get me wrong, you made me wake. I couldn't sleep, made my heart skip beat. Turned my rocky roads into four-lane streets. Nobody knew the tempo to my heartbeat. Since I found you, I thought you were the right boo. Though I never sexed you, didn't mean God didn't bless you. Let me hit the door, cause my soul's at stake. It's what I'm living for, it's the reason why I pray.
You made my toes bring my balance to the floor. You made my feet walk right over to your door. You had my ankles tangled and puzzled. You had my knees to the point they buckled.
What you doing to me?
In the light of day, I stumble over your way. Couldn't wait for the night time, the hard time, the right time. Seeing as it was, we had to close the door. It was like turning away from a million bucks, but I can't see you no more. It's like the cold of a lonely night. The draft of a window not shut tight. I've got a hunger for being right. Way to get into devil's hell, fooling with you.
With your soul,
my soul wants to be true. That's what I'm living for. I'm living for. You had my legs on a virtual restrainer.
Let me go.
I could not live without permission from my trainer. You had my arms and hands wrapped around your lust.
Made
my heart buzz.
Yo, so what you doing to me? What?
The light of day, I'm
greetings, greetings, my dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear and wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. And this is thinkaboutit.org. The Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, October the 16th, 2011. And so this plot that is attributed to Iran, Obama desperate, Attorney General Holder desperate, but this plot teaches us about America, not Iran. Number three, this car dealer, used car dealer, car salesman, apparently is a drug dealer or participated in drugs. But the informant, posing as a Mexican cartel drug dealer, I guess connected to the Zeta drug cartel. Well, this teaches us that America, the CIA, the FBI, the FOP, run the drugs, the military, secure land that is tied to drugs. Afghanistan, sisters and brothers, when Afghanistan was under the rulership in the 80s of the Taliban, of the 90s of the Taliban, do you know that drug sales from Afghanistan shrunk to nearly zero? But ever since America, using her military, regain control or gain control over Afghanistan, did you know that the drugs coming out of Afghanistan have skyrocketed? Taliban, no drugs. Under America, drugs aplenty. So this fast and furious situation shows us that America is the gun runner. America runs the guns. Gun weapons manufacturers, tied to the military, tied to the mineral and resource corporations, tied to the drug industry and cartels, all of this tied to the CIA, the DEA, the FBI, the FOP, the banks, Bank of America and other banks, AIG. That division in AIG during the housing market debacle, there was a division that the media said were contracted to work in AIG, and because the contracts were signed, that these had to be paid. And many people were looking at that saying, how can you pay these people all of this money when you have foreclosures and people being thrown out of their homes into the streets? That was because this division of AIG that directly dealt with the housing situation also dealt with the laundering of monies from drugs. See, this drug industry is not for you and me, sisters and brothers, who may be part of the street organizations called gangs. That's not your bag. That's not your mission in life. These drug cartels are part of the multinational resource corporations, and these drug cartels and the drug industry is to destroy the human family and to facilitate monies that may be used for CIA clandestine type operations to kill more people and destroy the human family and take more land, wealth, and resources. So my minister, Louis Farrakhan, today said that we have to provide a means of making a living for the drug bank the gang banger, so-called little street hustler, drug dealer, can move into to earn a living. We say give up the drug industry, but we have to work to organize so that we have something for the sisters and the brothers to come into, so that we may all leave that mentality and that industry. So sisters and brothers, don't believe the hype. Don't believe that Iran is going to send somebody into America to kill a Saudi Arabian ambassador. Saudi Arabia is in the Middle East, so-called. Iran is near the Middle East. Gonna come way to America to kill an ambassador? No. No. We have seen America lie over and over, and we're not going to go for the lies. Let me go to the scripture. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. The church at Pergamos. We're yet dealing with the church at Pergamos. Sisters and brothers, Revelation chapter 2 and verse 15. Let's go back up to 15. Yes, chapter 2, verse 15. But I, so hold fast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Let me go back up to 14. Now, Jesus had been giving credit to the church at Pergamos, saying how great work they have been doing, holding fast to the name of Jesus, which means holding fast to the name of justice and righteousness and revolution. But he had some criticism to give Pergamos, and we have to say that about ourselves. We're doing some things very good, but we're not doing everything good and well. We have to self-criticize ourselves and see where we're falling short, see our defects, manifest our defects, as the Quran says, and then eradicate those defects. Jesus was talking about how they were faithful and how Antipas was a martyr, but then he got to start saying, but there's some things I don't like about you. You got to come up on some other things. Say, I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. And so we symbolize that as talking about how the children of Israel were set up for revolution, and Balaam in secret taught Balak how to make the children of Israel stumble and go after colonizing, killing, and bloodshed, participate in this wicked idolatrous system. We talked about how the idol only represents covetousness, represents coveting land, wealth, and resources, that Balak represented the oppressor, and Balaam, after having to bless the people, then in secret taught Balak how to solicit and entice the people Israel into colonization and slavery and exploitation, participate in this nasty, wicked system. And we talked about how Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, working on behalf of the House of Rothschilds, they couldn't curse us. They had to come out and bless us and say good things to motivate us to support them. But at a certain point, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton went to meet with the Bilderberg group right in the middle of the campaign. Disappeared. They were meeting with the Bilderberg group, and in secret, they were being given the way to curse us and put stumbling blocks on us. Barack wins the presidency and immediately begins to go to work to try to get us to believe in 9-1-1, to get us to believe in the fictitious narrative of the war on terrorism, to get us to believe and be maneuvered into supporting killing human beings for land, wealth, and resources. Barack Obama became a stumbling block. Hillary Clinton goes into the State Department, and she becomes a stumbling block. Many of us revolutionaries never would support Bush killing people. Street sisters and brothers never would support Bush killing people. But now that Obama is using the military to kill people, many people are saying, well, maybe he's right. No, he's become a stumbling block. The Republican Party is a stumbling block. The Democratic Party is a stumbling block. We have to remove the stumbling blocks and begin to rise up and stand up for the oppressed all over the earth, and know that these folk lie all the time. You look at Susan Rice at the United Nations, lying day and night for America. She's a stumbling block. These people in government and media, heads of state, financial corporations and whatnot are stumbling blocks. They in secret talk about how to maneuver us into killing the human family and in effect killing ourselves. So moving down to Revelation chapter 2 and 15, verse 15, Jesus says, so hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. The doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. What is a doctrine? A doctrine is the number 1322 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Didache, or didache is the Greek word. It means teaching. That which is taught, instruction. So there's a particular instruction that is coming up in the middle of the Pergamos church that Jesus does not like. A particular teaching. And we know what that teaching is. That teaching to destroy the human family. That teaching to steal land, wealth, and resources. Now, Nicolaitans. Doctrine of the Nicolaitans. What does that word Nicolaitans mean? Let me click that word right quick and make sure I have it correct. 3531 on the Greek side. Oh, man. 3531. Let me pronounce this correct. Nicolaitas. Nicolaites is the word in the Greek language. Is rendered Nicolaitans in your English. But it means destruction of people. And this is connected to the error of Balaam. The destruction of people. Sisters and brothers, the doctrine is that which causes us to destroy people. What is that doctrine that destroys people? The doctrine of colonialism, the doctrine of slavery, the doctrine of exploitation, the doctrine of militarism, warfare and bloodshed. Those doctrines that teach us to buy into such wickedness. Jesus is criticizing Pergamos for tolerating such doctrine, the doctrine of destruction of people. We have that same problem in mosques. There's the doctrine that says destruction of the people. In the Christian church, people preaching the destruction of people. In Jewish temples and synagogues, people preaching the destruction of people. People who claim to be Democrats and claim to be Republicans and claim to be Labour Party, if you're in Britain, an opposition conservative party. People in Israeli government, Labour and whatever their parties are. People are in power teaching us to buy into destruction of the human family, destruction of people. To buy into this fictitious narrative that causes us to support the destruction of the human family and sisters and brothers. Jesus says, which thing I hate. Jesus says he hates. What? Jesus hates? Yes. Jesus hates the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. And Nicolaitans means destruction of people. This is the error of Balaam, because Balaam in secret taught Balak how to destroy the children of Israel by soliciting them. To what does it mean when it talks about eating sacrificed things, sacrificed to idols, and committing fornication? These are symbolic words used to describe how we are maneuvered into idolatry. Let me see if I can construct this thing. To eat things sacrificed to idols. To eat means to devour. Watch this now. To eat means to devour. And when something is sacrificed, it is destroyed. And you eat that which is sacrificed. It is burned up, whatnot, and you eat it, and it's consumed. And the sacrifice is done for an idol. And what did we say about idols? What did we say about idolatry? Idolatry is covetousness. And to covet means that you take what's not yours and use mechanisms, use implementations that are destructive to that human being that you wish to take that which does not belong to you. These governments that we talk about all the time, House of Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, use warfare and bloodshed to take land, wealth, and resources. That is idolatry. That is covetousness. And the bombs burn up people. The bombs destroy people. The bombs tear up flesh and tear up the earth and tear up buildings and tear up the human family. And we consume watch this. To eat means to consume, and we are called consumers because we buy those items constructed from the land, wealth, and resources that was stolen, and that the human beings died in warfare and bloodshed that these consumer items may be produced. And an idol is made up of diamonds and rubies and stone and wood and whatnot. Everything that we go and consume. And so here we are taking on the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which is the destruction of people, holding up the error of Balaam, which in secret he taught Balak how to solicit the people into being consumers, and how he solicited the people into destroying the oppressed. And we are doing the same. We are happy to consume and eat things sacrificed to idols. We are happy to be idolatrous and covetousness and go and buy TVs and cell phones, and then we don't care that people died by the millions to produce that these things may be produced. We are eating things sacrificed to idols. It is symbolic language talking about consumerism, committing fornication. Here we are. Interacting, having intercourse with a wicked, nasty system. Here we are having fornication spiritually, mentally, and morally with this wicked system that is destroying the human family. 9-1-1 fictitious, destroying the human family, militarism, warfare, and bloodshed, having fornication or intercourse spiritually, mentally, morally, having intercourse with the wicked, rotten system, having intercourse with the synagogue of Satan, having intercourse spiritually, mentally, and morally, and physically with Babylon. We're going to take our next break, and I'll see you on the other side of the break. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, October the 16th, 2011. So we see, sisters and brothers, and it does not make me happy to say this, but like Bush, Barack Obama is being used by the House of Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Wall Street bankers, the corporate elites, Wall Street oligarchs and corporate elite plutocrats, as well as Cameron of Britain, as well as Sarkozy of France, as well as Berlusconi, I believe his name is, of Italy, as well as Netanyahu of Israel. These heads of state have bought into this wicked doctrine of Nicolaitans that Jesus hates. I forgot to look up the word hate. Do I have it here? We know what hate is. Jesus does not like this system that destroys the people. And so these heads of state have become stumbling blocks. They are happy, it seems, to cause us to have intercourse with this wicked, no good, rotten system. Barack Obama, when he was running for president the first time, told unions that he would put on his walking shoes. Ah, isn't that interesting? He told us to put on our marching shoes, but he said that he would put on his marching shoes and get right down with the unions and march with the unions if the unions were to come under attack. Unions being attacked all over the United States of North America. Not a peep heard from Barack Obama. Republican governors and Democratic governors attacking unions. They want to destroy the post office union. So these heads of state are causing us to be maneuvered into supporting that which is destructive of the people. Now, in Revelation chapter 2 and 16, I'm not going to read it, but what are we to do from Revelation chapter 2 and verse 16? We need to repent. We need to repent and change our minds for the better. We need to repent for just being so happy to consume and be consumers and consume consumer items that were produced off the backs and blood of sisters and brothers of the human family. Let me shift and go to Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 21. No, verse 23. We talked about last session how the Most High wants us to walk uprightly. And we talked about how the sisters and brothers protesting are seeking to walk upright and righteously and stand up for the oppressed internationally. And let me say right quick before I forget, in India, we have sisters and brothers who are rising up. I heard this on Flashpoints, the September 27th edition 2011 of Flashpoints, if I have that date correct. Alternative radio founder David Barsamian. He was deported. This is a revolutionary journalist who was deported from India because he's been telling the truth about sisters and brothers in India rising up. These are people, according to Barsamian, that are worse off than the Dalits. And you recall the Dalits are black people that are untouchables and looked down upon and ostracized and denigrated and desecrated and decimated. These particular groups that he's speaking of that would include the Dalits are worse off than the Dalits, Lord. But these sisters and brothers are rising up and saying they do not like Obama and the powers raising up India as a military power to offset China so that India may be used to oppress the people and the corporations come into India and take the land, the wealth, and the resources. These sisters and brothers in India, whether they are Hindu, Buddhist, or Christian, are walking uprightly and are seeking to stand up for the oppressed and overturn the power of the oppressor. Proverbs chapter 15, 21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. And so all of these protesters are walking or attempting to walk uprightly and stand upright and stand erect and stand strong for the truth. And we must join, as Dr. King said in more than one of his speeches, we must join the worldwide people's revolution. We must join the international workers' struggle and stand up for the people and stand upright and walk upright and righteously and fight the synagogue of Satan. My minister, Louis Farrakhan, was saying that Dr. King didn't want integration like some of us talk about integration. Dr. King didn't want no integration into unrighteousness, into colonialism, into slavery, into exploitation, into militarism, into warfare, into bloodshed. No, not that type of integration, but integration into truth, justice, and righteousness. Integration into equal rights and justice. Integration into the oppressed rising up to destroy the power of the oppressor. That's what Dr. King wanted us to integrate into. And so, verse 22 of chapter 15 in Proverbs, King Solomon, an anointed Messiah who stood up for the oppressed, went off for a while, but as you see in Ecclesiastes, came back to himself. But he was anointed, he was Christed, he was Messiah, and he is giving advice to his son as to how to be a revolutionary. He is giving advice, King Solomon, which means man of peace, if I have that correct, teaching his son how to be a man of peace and a man that would stand up and fight for the oppressed and fight against the oppressor and deliver the oppressed. King Solomon says in verse 22, chapter 15, book of Proverbs, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. Now they translate that in the New Living Translation, plans go wrong for lack of advice. Many advisors bring success. And let me break it down in my own way. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed. Now, Solomon is saying that when one acts without benefit of counsel, what does that word counsel mean? 5475. It is pronounced Sodi. Sodi, I believe that's how you pronounce it. 5475. Counsel, assembly, a familiar conversation, familiar friends, company. So you seek counsel among your friends. You seek counsel among an assembly, a group of people, for the purpose of doing right. You see, Solomon is talking about doing right, walking upright, standing up for revolution, standing up for the oppressed. So Solomon says, if you don't seek counsel, then purposes are disappointed. You may have something that you have purpose to do, and you need counsel. Purposes, 4284. This is from our Sunday school lesson. The date of our Sunday school lesson was September 18th, 2011, and the title is Teaching Values. And so what does the word purposes? Let me see if I can pronounce this in the Hebrew. It's a long word. 4284 on the Hebrew side. Makashava. There it is, I think. Makashava. And it's a feminine noun. These words are feminine or masculine. Every human being, male or female, has the power to manifest these attributes and characteristics. It means thought and device. So you may have a thought. You may have devised a plan. Another definition is devise. A device, plan, invention. You may have an invention. You may have a purpose. You may have a plan. You may have a thought, but you have to seek counsel. And if you don't seek counsel, your purposes may be disappointed. Now, if you look at disappointed, you know that when something is dissed, that means something is gone against that. To disapprove, disavow. You're going against something. So there's an appointment, disappointed. You may have appointed to do something, but now it's disappointed. You didn't seek counsel, so your purposes are now have gone against that which you have appointed to occur to fulfill your purpose. But let's look up this word, 6565, in the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, parar. It means to break, to frustrate, to violate. To make ineffectual. So you have plans, you have purposes, you have dreams, you have devised something to occur so that you may fulfill that which you have purposed in your heart. But because you didn't seek counsel, because I did not seek counsel, then our plans and purposes have been broken, have been frustrated and violated and become ineffectual, meaning it has no power. Nothing of fruition coming out of it. So without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counsel, continuing with that verse, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So multitude, more than one, of counselors, 3289, counselors, ya'atz, 3289 on the Hebrew side of the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary means to advise, to consult, to give counsel, to purpose, to devise, to plan. So when we seek people that can give us good advice, good counsel, good consult, you see Solomon is speaking from the perspective of the Most High, giving us knowledge and wisdom and understanding, giving each and every one of us a piece of that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And those who act upon that knowledge and have learned something from this universe, from this creation, are able to give advice. And so if we seek these type of sisters and brothers, our plans will be established. Let's look up this word established. Our plans will be established. 6965. It's the same as, it looked like it's the same as disappointed. Hold it now. This is interesting. Our plans will be established. Ah, okay, there we go. Disappointed is 6565. That's a different word. This one, established, is 6965. Ah, the word is kum. Ah, it's a verb, and it means to rise, arise, stand, rise up, stand up. So our purposes and plans will rise up and arise and stand up, meaning they will come into fruition. Other words means fixed, valid, proven, fulfilled. Our plans will be fulfilled to persist. Our plans will persist. They will be set. They will be confirmed and ratified and established. All of these are words that in the Hebrew define the word that we get established. Now I want to say right quick. Now, we are seeking good counsel. And when we don't seek good counsel, our purposes are disappointed. But what about when you seek bad counsel? President Barack Obama is taking bad counsel by falsely accusing Iran of a plot to kill a Saudi Arabian ambassador, taking false counsel by saying they, Barack Obama is saying they're going to go after the central bank of Iran. You see, Iran is one of those nations like Libya and a few other nations who had not set up a central bank connected to the International Monetary Fund. And so, seeking bad counsel, President Barack Obama is going to go after the central bank of Iran. And so this accusation is meant to cause us to be maneuvered into taking the philosophy of the Nicolaitans, which means destruction of people. So they want us to help to destroy the Iranian people, destroy the Iranian government, and participate in the theft of the land, the wealth, the resources, and setting up a central bank that will be connected to the International Monetary Fund. Also, President Barack Obama, like Bush before him, taking the bad counsel of the House of Rothschilds and the Oppenheimers, President Barack Obama is sending 100 United States military advisors into Uganda to pursue a man named Joseph Kony. Joseph Kony is the leader of the Lord's Resistance Army, a Christian militia group. Now, this is so interesting. Let me just see if I can just talk about it from memory for the next minute or so. The Lord's Resistance Army raised up, oh man, raised up where? In Sudan? Raised up in Sudan, or near Sudan, in that region, raised up by the CIA, raised up by, yes, I got it right, I think South Sudan. Raised up by the CIA, raised up by Israel's Mossad to do what? To terrorize the people in the Congo, in Uganda, in Sudan, in Central African Republic, in that whole region, to drive the people out of their land, because why? There's resources in that land, diamonds and so on. And after the people are driven out of the land, made refugees, then the Oppenheimers send in the mining corporations to mine the wealth and the resources out. So we see that Joseph Kony, head of the Lord's Resistance Army, a so-called Christian militia group raised up by the CIA, is working for the CIA, was working for those wicked forces that we talk about all the time, but apparently he has outlived his usefulness, and Barack Obama is now sending the United States military so-called advisors, but we know it's special ops, we know it's CIA, we know it's like Navy SEALs and those types of special ops forces to do what? To kill, whether they kill Kony or not, the idea is to kill to secure the land for the wealth and the resources to be mined out of that land continuously, and then we are just happy to be consumers following the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which is destruction of the people. This is bad counsel, President Obama. Don't follow such bad counsel. Talk to Amalia Shetella. Talk to Louis Farrakhan. Talk to Jeremiah Wright. Talk to Mother Tynetta Muhammad. Talk to Asada Shakur. Talk to Francis Cress Wilson. Talk to people who love the human family. Talk to people who will give you good counsel and good advice so that the purposes of the Most High through us for the kingdom of God in heaven may manifest right here and now on this planet Earth. This is all for this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.
Thank you.